This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
All right, let's cut right to the chase here. I'm at Mike's Beer Bar, and this is shaping up to possibly be a historic day, an epic day in Pittsburgh sports history. We could have two major stories. We could have one, or we could come close to two and get none. As I see it right now, that is the situation. Donnie is back in Green Tree. Malzi is out today. No, it's not explosive diarrhea. His wife, that would be something. His sister is giving birth to her first child, so Malzi's a part of that. Makes sense. He's a family man. He's a good guy, that Malzi. So he's off right now, and I am in the belly of the beast at Mike's with so many people that have called off, sick from work, claim to be having vasectomies, things of that nature, who are here to watch college basketball. And Robert Morris played a whale of a first half, trailed Alabama by 4. They're playing right now in the second half, and they're down 7. If Robert Morris is able to win this game, in my opinion, it would become the second biggest upset in Pittsburgh sports history, behind the 13-9 Pitt-West Virginia game from 07. So that's the stakes here in this game. We could be dealing with Andy Toole, good friend, doing something historic as far as Pittsburgh sports are concerned and getting Robert Morris into the next round. Down 7 right now with 15 minutes left. But the big story has to be Aaron Rodgers. And we finally have something, not just conjecture, not just rumor, not just insiders giving you educated guesses, giving you their hypothesis on what's going to happen. We've got a story. Rodgers is here right now. For all I know, he found a bar. He should come down here and watch the rest of the games. He's meeting with or he's met with Steelers coaches. And depending on who you trust and who you believe in on Twitter as far as the insiders go, this is either a get-to-know-you thing or something might happen in the next few hours. We had Diana Rossini on this very show last week. She thought it would be Minnesota. She tweeted in the last hour that a possible Aaron Rodgers Steelers agreement could be reached today, that it could happen. Adam Schefter doesn't agree with that. Either does Tom Pelissero. They say no deal is imminent. They say Aaron Rodgers is here to more have kind of a get-to-know-you session with the Steelers probably interviewing the Steelers. I think he wants the Steelers to sell him on why it makes sense to come here. Either way, whether this is on the precipice of happening, it is, I think it's a big deal that he's here, because there's been no extra reporting like, hey, this is a tour for Aaron Rodgers. This is him knocking off teams he's interested in playing with. This weekend he'll be with the Giants. You know, if that was reported, okay, well, now it's still a competition between two teams. And maybe that will happen, but for right now, the only team Aaron Rodgers, a free agent for the first time in his four-time MVP career, Super Bowl MVP when he beat the Steelers in Super Bowl 45, the only team he's talking to at the moment is this team, and it's not on the phone, it's not on Zoom. And here's another thing that I like about this. When I say like, I mean as far as the chances of it happening, because I'm not a fan of it happening, and we'll probably get to that at multiple times throughout the show. But as far as why I think that this is not like a token interview or something where everybody's wasting each other's time, they're sitting down with each other, they're talking to each other, they're having lunch with each other, but everybody knows in the back of their minds it's probably not going to happen. I think it's instructive here and important to point out that Aaron Rodgers came to Pittsburgh and not the other way around. If Aaron Rodgers was still very lukewarm and really more than not anti-Steelers in this whole sweepstakes for his services, I think he would have forced them to travel to him. Hey, you want to talk to me? I'm in California. Have Art Rooney get a jet and get Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith on that sucker and come see me. He made the point to come to them. He put in the time and work to come to them. I think that that's vital in this whole thing. I think it shows a willingness on his part to do his homework and do his due diligence on them. Because at the end of the day, that's what I think this is. Schefter said no deal is close at this time. I think that's right. I think whenever you're making a big, important life decision, and Rodgers is doing this at 41 years old and trying to figure out, this is going to be a completely foreign thing for me, at least with the Jets. They brought in his lackey, Nathaniel Hackett, and all his former friends from Green Bay, receivers like Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard and whatnot. He's going into this pretty much on his own. You know, they're not bringing in friends of Aaron Rodgers, buddies of Aaron Rodgers. So it makes sense. Before he signs the dotted line, he's got to make sure he's comfortable, not only with these people, but with their infrastructure and with the things they have in place to help him win. I mean, it's easy with texts or whatever, you know, Zoom, whatever. It's not a guarantee through that process that you're going to get a real read on someone. You want to look them in the eye. You want to do it face-to-face, and you want to get answers that way. So my take on this is I'm not going to... Hey, Rossini is plugged in. She's a big-time insider. So I'm not going to say she's wrong. But if I had to bet right now, by 6 o'clock, by the time we sign off the air, is Aaron Rodgers going to be a Steeler? My guess is no. But my odds overall on will Aaron Rodgers be a Steeler before the day started compared to where we're at right now, I think those odds have gone up big time. I feel like it's way more likely now than I did when I got out of bed and went about my business early this morning, when there was no indication or no sign that he was doing anything to express interest or consider or think about coming to the Steelers. All right, Donnie's back in Green Tree. Malzy is off. What a day for Malzy to miss the show when we have gigantic things happening. That's usually how it works. I was in New York City when Kenny Pickett got traded, so I guess in that respect, Aaron Rodgers probably will sign a contract with the Steelers today while one of us is out of commission. Donnie, you said a couple hours ago that you don't think much changes here, that it's pretty much a static situation. You think the odds of Aaron Rodgers signing now were the same as they were last night. Tell me why.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that this changes the timeline for him. He knows that he holds the cards in this situation. He knows that the Steelers or the Giants or I guess any other team are waiting on him to make a decision. And we talked about it yesterday or two days ago, the little thought-provoking idea that, listen, he can really wait this out until, like, training camp if he wants to, because what if another team, what if a true contender loses its quarterback? He is in no rush to make this decision. So for me, yeah, I mean, you make a good argument as to him actually coming to Pittsburgh to, you know, talk to coaches, whatever. It also could just be, we don't know this yet, it could be him taking a little tour of a few places that may want his services. Now, he's probably familiar with what the Giants have to offer because he did play with the Jets for the last few years, so he at least knows, I would say, 50% of their facilities. But when it comes to the Steelers, maybe he did want to stop in, see the facility, you know, see what things looked like, see what it felt like for him, talk to the coaches, maybe talk to Art Rooney too, all of that stuff. I don't know how much it really speeds up his operation, though.
So I get that part. Like, I would still say that this is on more of an accelerated timeline than I thought it was, because he's not in some remote location right now having some kind of, you know, foreign unknown tribe put face paint on him and, like, do rain dances with him. I mean, he's contemplating football stuff with other football people right now. He's not in some kind of introspective state where he's in a fortress of solitude thinking about this. Like, the wheels of motion and the gears are moving for him he's collecting the data and information he needs to make a more informed decision. I think if you had said to anybody when we found out the first day of free agency that there was a chance Aaron Rodgers was going to sign with the Steelers, and you knew at that time before he signed that he wanted to, it was his vision to meet with the Steelers in person before he committed to them, I think everybody would have said, makes sense. Like, this is, to me, there have been a lot of things in this story that have made me think Aaron Rodgers really doesn't want to play for the Steelers. He's waiting for something else to happen. He's dodging them. He's delaying them. He's keeping them at arm's length. He doesn't want to give them anything leaning one way or the other. He wants to kind of just play them and keep them on the back burner for as long as he can because it's good from a leverage standpoint. This tells me, or this shows me, that he's at least looking into the boxes that need to get checked before he comes here. And by the way, it is hard to do a show when you have people screaming every time Robert Morris makes a shot. But that's what's happening. They're still in this game. They're down 6 with really the final half of the second half to go. We got 11 minutes left. They're down 6, 56 to 50. The game has been played, by the way, to Robert Morris's pace, which keeps them in this game. So, and they just scored again, 56-52. So that's going to come down to the wire. Donnie, do you agree with me that if Robert Morris were to win this game, it's the second biggest upset in Pittsburgh sports history?
Trying to think of things rattling through my head very quickly that would rank ahead of it. I mean, it's pretty hard to find anything else.
21.5-point underdog when this game tipped off.
Now, here's the other thing, and I know that technically by the time this particular game I'm about to bring up, by the time it got started, it was like right around even money for the teams. But wouldn't you have to argue that Robert Morris would own like two of the biggest upsets, at least in the last 25 years in this city?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like David over Goliath because it was a NEC team beating one of the greatest programs in college basketball history. But as Chris has said several times on this show, because he was there, like, Kentucky was checked out and didn't really want to be there. Calipari only took the game because it was a chance for him to go back to his hometown.
Right.
Alabama was in the Final Four last year with guys. They went into this game thinking that this was going to be a cakewalk, that this is the first step in a six-step journey to win the national championship. They lead the nation in scoring, 91 points per game. They've scored over they scored over 100 points eight times this year. And they're on pace to score around 70-something points. So, and that, it's not like Robert Morris has put on a defensive clinic. Alabama's shooting over 59% from the field. But the, it's more the pacing of the game has not been so frantic that Alabama has made a bunch of threes. And they've only shot four free throws, which, again, the clock stops when you go to the free throw line, gives you a chance to score more points. So Robert Morris has done a great job overall of not getting themselves in foul trouble and not having some of their best players sit on the bench. None of their star players have more than two fouls in this.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah?
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.